When someone is shot or stabbed, every second counts. The sooner they can get to the hospital, the better their chance is they'll survive. But there's a debate in the world of emergency medicine. Should ambulance teams take time to treat victims in the field, or should they provide minimum intervention and rush them to the hospital? Doctors in Philadelphia are trying to solve the dilemma with an ambitious citywide experiment. From WHYY in Philadelphia, Aaron Moselle reports.
On a recent Saturday, a dozen residents flank a fold-out table inside a rec center in North Philly, one of the most violent sections of the city. The group is here for a regularly scheduled community meeting, but there's nothing routine about the study Dr. Zoe Marr is here to outline. Marr is a trauma surgeon at Temple University Hospital, and she's on a mission to save more victims of violent crime.
What I'm hoping to get from you all this morning is questions, if you have them, and thoughts, concerns about what we hope to be actually groundbreaking data to change the way we take care of gunshot and stab victims.
It's actually more than a friendly ask, because, well, everyone in the room could end up in her study. That's because everyone in the city, all 1.5 million people, is a potential enrollee.
So anyone, anytime, myself, my child, my husband included, could potentially...
Marr wants to prove that for patients who are potentially bleeding to death, less care before they reach the hospital is better. The care she wants to see less of? Breathing tubes and IVs.
For patients who are bleeding to death, fluids don't help you, and in fact, they can hurt you.
During the study, gunshot or stabbing victims will be divided into two groups depending on what dispatch number they're automatically assigned. Odds will get what's called advanced care, what the majority of patients now get when they're transported by city paramedics. Evens will get only basic care to stop bleeding and help breathing and be immediately transported to the hospital. There are some exceptions if you're under 18, pregnant, or a prisoner. Inside the rec center, the breakdown raised some eyebrows, including Charles Lanyers. He's lived in the neighborhood for years.
And I hear what you're saying, but in the interim, you're still sacrificing
somebody,
in order to prove which is better.
Yunitza Gonzalez, who works for a city councilwoman, nods from across the room.
Because it almost seems like we'll be gambling with people's lives.
Marr has heard this response before, but she's convinced that her study is not a gamble. She says previous research has proven as much and that her trial is just about confirming those results. Dr. Brent Myers is president-elect of the National Association of EMS Physicians. He says that would be a big deal for medical professionals, especially paramedics.
For the past 30 years in EMS, this has been one of the great questions. How much advanced life support is beneficial for victims of penetrating trauma? I mean, you could probably go to any paramedic in any city across the United States and engage in a debate because we just do not have the appropriate evidence to guide the decision.
It's part of why Myers says he wouldn't expect a lot of grousing from paramedics, even though it will effectively dictate what they do in the field. Dr. Amy McGuire is a medical ethicist at Baylor University in Texas. She says while the study does carry some risk for patients, there's nothing inherently unethical about it.
And so the only way to really know whether this is better or not is to do a randomized trial and to compare it against what's currently standard of care.
Where McGuire does see some moral gray area is in the community outreach piece of the trial, because it's impossible for everyone in the city to know about the study before it gets underway.
And they'll be enrolled in the study and... you know, they may not have wanted to have participated as a part of this study.
Residents who learn about it and opt out will get a wristband which they'll have to wear throughout the study, which is expected to last 5 years. But the trial will end early if it's obvious one kind of care is better. For NPR News, I'm Aaron Moselle in Philadelphia.
This story is part of a reporting partnership with NPR, WHYY, and Kaiser Health News.